You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. And now, a story from the Uncuffed team at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Today's story comes from Uncuffed producer Brian Mazza.
There is a cultural group in prison that is based on the mythology and morality of Superman. Its practitioners are called Kryptonians. DeAndre Hudson, also known as Steel Man Bizarro, founded the Kryptonians. Since he was a kid, he was captivated by the comic book hero, and since entering prison, has found a dozen members who he features in his comic books. In turn, these members, who are musicians, artists, and writers, have created their own style of dress, music, and a way of giving back to the community, all with Kryptonian flair. I'm reading all of this from the philosophies of our guest today, whose adoptive name is DeAndre Terrell Hudson. And how long have you been a Kryptonian?
As long as I remember, we'll say 1 year old. I've been striving to be the best that I can be. For me, what I saw was something unreal, something bigger than myself, and that was Superman. How could I, a human being, get as close as possible to this super being? I kept striving. Everything I did, I had to be the best. I practiced harder. I spent more time reading. I worked out more. I asked a million, gazillion, billion, thousand, trillion questions.
Right.
And I applied that.
You have a morning routine. What does it include for you on a daily basis?
Start off with meditation. You know, different people have a different understanding of what meditation is. For our Christian Kryptonians, their meditation is their prayer, their morning and nightly prayer. For our Buddhists, it's simply sitting in a lotus position and focusing. You know, you picture something that you have or that you want to have. You focus everything that you are on that one image, and you bring peace before you start your day.
For sure. It's kind of like it sets the tone.
Exactly.
Of the day.
Exactly.
Is it a religious order? How would you?
It's more of a philosophy. It's a way of thinking and living your life.
This is a movement here in Solano. Are there other guilds of Kryptonians in different prisons?
Yeah, we have them in different prisons on the street.
Really?
Yeah, we're on different yards here. We're represented on every yard in this prison.
Huh. What is Rao?
Rao is reaching ascendant oneness. That is the ultimate human experience. Knowing who and what you are, living in that, accepting that, breathing that, and giving that.
You brought a couple of necklaces, and these got a sigil. Now, explain the L sigil. It's not an S.
It's not.
Everybody thinks that S is for Superman. What is that?
So the S, Shireth, that's the Kryptonian word for hope. The House of El is the house of the optimist, house of chance and possibilities.
For people that, you know, might not know you or know of the Kryptonians, they might automatically assume that this is a gang. What do you have to say to people that think this is a gang?
You know, there has been a misconception because of the name. Not many people are familiar with comic books, so they hear Kryptonians. All right. They really hear is Krypt.
Right.
And just keeping it straight.
Yeah.
I don't know any Krypts that would spell their name with a K.
No. You know, they wouldn't put a K in there because
absolutely
that'd probably
not
be a death sentence.
But, you know, it's really about what it says, Kryptonians.
Yeah. And you have your own language. Can you speak Kryptonian to me?
Rao Mazan, Bao Ra, Duhan.
What did that mean?
May the light of Rao warm you.
It already has, man.
Kryptonian music. This that Kryptonian music. This that Kryptonian music. It's that Kryptonian music.
This music is by the Kryptonians at Solano State Prison. And that was Kryptonian DeAndre Hudson speaking with Brian Mazza. Brian's a producer for Uncuffed. KALW's work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. All content is approved by an information officer. Hear more stories like that on the Uncuffed podcast. Episode 1 drops next week. You could be one of the very first people to subscribe to Uncuffed in any podcast player. Do it right now.
This is rated CV for comic book violence.